Well, brothers and sisters, it's good to be with you tonight.
弟兄姐妹们，很高兴今天能够跟大家一起分享信息。
If you have a Bible with you, turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
请打开圣经到希伯来书第十章一到十四节。
We always, whenever we gather, want to focus our attention on Jesus Christ.
今天晚上我想让大家注目在定睛在主耶稣基督身上。
And tonight we will be focusing on what he did for us through Hebrews 10, verses 1 to 14.
我们今天晚上从希伯来书第十章一到十四节的经文当中来看主耶稣为我们做了什么。
And we'll consider the joy of trusting in Christ's once for all sacrifice.
我们一起来思想主耶稣一次献祭永远完全所给我们带来的喜乐。
I want you to consider just for a moment, how many things in life must be repeated over and over again.
在我们的生命当中是不是有很多东西需要被重复的做。
We have to eat again and again.
我们需要每天都吃东西。
We should shower every day.
我们每天都需要洗澡。
We have to go to the dentist often.
我们经常需要看牙医。
But there are some things that are so powerful and so effective that they only need to be done once.
但是有些事情它是如此的有效，如此的有力量，只需要做一次就够了。
There are some vaccines that have to be repeated yearly, like the flu vaccine.
有些疫苗每年都需要打，像是流感疫苗。
But there are other vaccines that only need to be done once, and they can last a lifetime.
有些疫苗一辈子只需要打一次就够了。
And tonight, I want us to reflect on the fact that Christ's sacrifice is not only once in a lifetime, it's once for all time, once for all eternity.
今天晚上，我想跟大家一起思想。耶稣的牺牲，他的受难，并不仅仅是一生只有一次，而且是永生只有一次的。
And this should cause us to worship Christ and to rest in Christ.
这应当能够让我们在主耶稣当中得到平安，并且来敬拜耶稣。
So as we look at God's word together, we're going to find three lessons about Good Friday from the Old Testament.
在我们看到今天的经文的时候，我们一起从旧约的经文当中来学习三个关于受难日的功课。
The Old Testament shows us Christ's sacrifice is needed, Christ's sacrifice is final, and Christ's sacrifice gives assurance.
旧约告诉我们，耶稣基督的舍命是必须的，是最终的，并且给我们带来确据。
So the first lesson about Good Friday from the Old Testament is Christ's sacrifice is needed.
我们今天要一起来学习的第一个功课是耶稣的舍命是必须的。
Just a warning, the points get shorter as we go.
我每一点都会越变越短。
In the previous service, I saw Creston get nervous because the third point didn't come till very late.
在上一堂我看到我们的敬拜的领袖他怕这个时间来不及，但是我每一点都会越讲越短。
So Christ's sacrifice is needed.
所以耶稣的舍命是必须的。
Now, if you're not familiar with the book of Hebrews, the main point of the whole book is this: Jesus is better, so don't fall away.
如果你不是很了解希伯来书的话，希伯来书的主旨是这个：耶稣才是更好的，不要轻易的迷失。
Now, this letter was originally written to Jewish believers who were facing persecution as Christians.
希伯来书原来是写给在耶稣在那个时代，那些信跟随耶稣的犹太人的。
And they were tempted to turn away from Christ and go back to Judaism, back to the Old Testament law in order to avoid persecution.
那些犹太人因为不想要遭到逼迫，他们被试探，就会想要放弃跟随耶稣，重新回到犹太教的传统当中。
So this letter reminded these suffering Jewish believers that the Old Testament was pointing ahead to Jesus.
所以希伯来书是用来提醒当时的那些犹太的信徒，其实旧约是指向耶稣的。
He was the point, and now that Jesus had arrived, we must cling to him.
耶稣才是真正的重点，现在耶稣来了，我们必须要紧紧地抓住他。
Jesus is better, so don't fall away.
耶稣才是更好的，不要轻易地迷失。
And so now with that background, I want to read for us Hebrews 10, verses 1 to 4.
所以说完了这个背景，我们一起来读今天的经文，希伯来书十章一到四节。律法既是将来美事的影儿，不是本物的真相，总不能借着每年常献一样的祭物，叫那近前来的人得以完全。若不然，献祭的事岂不早已止住了吗？ 因为礼拜的人良心既被洁净，就不再觉得有罪了。但这些祭物是叫人每年想起罪来，因为公牛和山羊的血断不能除罪。
For since the law has but a shadow of the good things to come, instead of the true form of these realities, it can never, by the same sacrifices that are continually offered every year, make perfect those who draw near. Otherwise, would they not have ceased to be offered? Since the worshippers, having once been cleansed, would no longer have any consciousness of sins. But in these sacrifices, there is a reminder of sins every year. For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. So, it says here in verse 1 that the law can never make perfect those who draw near.
经文第一节说到律法叫那些近不能叫那些近前来的人得以完全。
Why not?
为什么不呢?
Verse 4 says, it's because it's impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins.
因为第四节讲到因为公牛和山羊的血断不能除罪。
See, God's law in the Old Testament commanded his people to offer sacrifices annually, weekly, even daily.
神在旧约当中所设下的律法叫他的子民每天每个礼拜每年都要献祭。
So the temple was a place of prayer and worship, but really it was a place of blood.
所以虽然神的圣殿是给人们来献上祷告和赞美的，但是也是用来献祭的。
But if it was impossible for these sacrifices to take away sin, then why did God command his people to offer these sacrifices in the first place?
但是如果献上的这些公牛和公羊不能够除罪，为什么神要叫他的子民来献祭呢？
Did God make a mistake?
神难道是错了吗？
Was the law God's first attempt, which failed and it needed to be fixed and improved?
难道律法是神的第一个尝试，是需要得到改进的吗？
Not at all.
并不是这样的。
God wants us to learn two important realities from these sacrifices.
神想让我们从献祭当中学到两个现实。
The first is that sin requires death.
第一点是罪的工价乃是死。
Sin requires death.
如果你有罪的话，你就必须死。
Our rebellious sin requires death, so either we must die, or a spotless substitute must die in our place.
如果我们不死，那就必须有一个无罪的来代替我们死。
So the whole sacrificial system was an object lesson to drive this home. Sin requires death.
所以神是为了借着献祭来让我们懂得，罪是必须要用死来代替的。
The second reality is that a better sacrifice was needed.
第二点是神让我们看到一个更好的献祭是必须的。
Sin requires death, and a better sacrifice was needed.
罪的工价乃是死，并且我们需要一个更好的来为我们舍命。
So Hebrews 10:1 says that the law was a shadow of the good things to come.
希伯来书十章第一节说，律法既是将来美事的影儿。
Now, shadows have no power, they have no substance.
影儿或者是影子，它是没有任何的力量，也是没有本质的。
And that's why verse 2 says that the sacrifices had to be repeated again and again and again because they had no power, they were ultimately ineffective.
这也就是为什么第二节说献祭必须被不断不断的重复，因为这样的献祭是没有任何的效果的。
In fact, instead of wiping away sins,Hebrews 10:3 says that the sacrifices were a reminder of sins.
实际上，比起洗净罪，在这篇经文第三节说到，这些祭物其实是叫人每年都能够想起罪来。
See, maybe some of you have read the Old Testament and you think that the Israelites were washed clean by these animal sacrifices.
可能我们当中有些人读旧约的时候，觉得以色列人是因为这些献祭而得以洁净的。
That never happened.
其实并不是这样，从来没有发生过。
No sin was ever removed by the blood of an animal.
没有任何人可以通过献祭，通过动物的血来得到洁净。
Instead, these sacrifices reminded the people they had sin.
比起洗净罪，这些祭物是让人能够想起他们的罪来。
So the law, along with its required sacrifices, they were a shadow of the good things that were to come.
所以律法和献祭只是将来美好的事情的一个影子而已。
And shadows, they are connected to, they look like, and they point to the reality.
这个影子也就是连接着我们真正所盼望的耶稣的。
The law and the sacrifices were just a shadow, but Christ is the reality, the good things that were to come.
律法和献祭只是将来美事的影儿，耶稣基督才是那将来真正美好的事。
And look at the next verses here, Hebrews 10, 5 to 10.
我们接下来看到第五到第十节。
Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body have you prepared for me. In burnt offerings and in sin offerings you have taken no pleasure. Then I said, Behold, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written of me in the scroll of the book. When he said above, You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and burnt offerings, offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings, these are offered according to the law. Then he added, Behold, I have come to do your will.He does away with the first in order to establish the second. And by that will, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
第五节到第十节，所以基督到世上来的时候就说，神啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的，你曾给我预备了身体，燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的。那时我说，神啊，我来了，为要照你的旨意行。我的事在经卷上已经记载了。以上说，祭物和礼物、燔祭和赎罪祭是你不愿意的，也是你不喜欢的。后又说，我来了，为要照你的旨意行。可见他是除去在先的，为要立定在后的。我们凭着旨意，靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体，就得以成圣。
So instead of animal sacrifices and offerings, Christ took on flesh so that he would have a body that he could offer.
所以比起用动物献上的这个献祭，耶稣道成肉身献上了他自己的身体。
Not a spotless animal for a sinful man, but a sinless man for all of mankind.
基督献上的不是一个无瑕疵的动物，而是他为整个人类献上了他无罪的身体。
You see, a spirit can't be crucified.
一个灵不能被钉死。
An angel cannot die in that way.
一个天使也不能像这样死。
Jesus, the Son of God, had to take on flesh. He had to have a body that could be sacrificed.
耶稣作为神的儿子，必须有一个肉身，必须道成肉身，才可以被献上十字架。
He had to have hands so that nails could be driven through.
他必须有手，才可以被钉在十字架上。
He had to have blood that could be shed.
他必须有血可以被洒。
And so Jesus took on a body.
所以耶稣基督道成肉身。
He became man.
他成为了人。
So you see, in the Old Testament, these animal sacrifices could not save, but they can show us Christ.
所以在旧约当中的那些献祭并不能够拯救，但是它可以帮助我们看见耶稣。
These sacrifices could never pardon, but they can point to Christ.
这些献祭不能够赦罪，但可以指向耶稣。
These sacrifices can never redeem, but they can reveal Christ.
献祭不能够赎罪，但是可以帮助我们看到耶稣，显示耶稣。
So Christ dying on the cross for us was necessary.
所以耶稣为我们在十字架上的死是必须的。
It's not like the Old Testament sacrifices. They could save, but it was just really inconvenient to do it again and again and again.
并不是说在旧约当中我们看到的献祭真的可以拯救，只是你必须要重复的做。
Now, these sacrifices were never designed to save, and they were never able to save.
这些旧约当中的献祭，他们并不能够拯救人。
They were always meant to point us ahead to Jesus.
他们真正的功用是帮助我们看到，帮我们指向耶稣。
It's Jesus' death that guarantees salvation.
是耶稣的死才能够保证我们有救恩。
Those for whom Jesus died will and must be saved.
那些耶稣在十字架上所为了舍命的人是一定会得到拯救的。
The price has been paid, and so it is impossible for them to perish.
耶稣已经付上了代价，所以那些信靠耶稣的人不至灭亡。
Jesus' death made salvation a certainty for those who trust in him.
耶稣的死让那些信靠他的人得以得到永生。
So tonight, if you're thinking that Christianity is just like every other religion, you know, just be a good person, and if you're good enough, God will love you, that's wrong.
所以如果今天晚上你觉得基督教只是就像是任何其他的宗教一样，如果你做得足够好，神就会爱你，那你错了。
We could never be good enough.
我们永远都不能够做得够好。
And that's why God sent Jesus.
是因为这样，神才差派了耶稣。
His sacrifice is needed. It's necessary.
耶稣的舍命是必须的。
And so that's the first lesson.
所以这是我们今天要学的第一个功课。
The second lesson from the Old Testament is that Christ's sacrifice is final.
我们要学的第二个功课是耶稣的舍命是最终的。
It's final.
是最终的。
When the Bible says that Jesus died once for all, this is speaking of the complete and final work of Christ.
当圣经说耶稣基督一次为所有人死，是在说耶稣的舍命是最终的，并且是完全的。
No other sacrifices are ever needed.
除此以外，并不需要任何其他的牺牲。
I want to just read for you a bunch of verses from Hebrews that says this.
我想要跟大家一起分享从希伯来书当中的一些经文。
I want you to listen to these and take them in.
我们一起来看到这些经文。
Hebrews 7:27 says, He has no need, like those high priests, to offer sacrifices daily, first for his own sins and then for those of the people, since he did this once for all when he offered up himself.
希伯来书七章二十七节，他不像那些大祭司，每日必须先为自己的罪，后为百姓的罪献祭，因为他只一次将自己献上，就把这事成全了。
Hebrews 9:12, He entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption.
希伯来书九章十二节，并且不用山羊和牛犊的血，乃用自己的血，只一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。
Hebrews 9:26, He has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself.
希伯来书九章二十六节，如果这样，他从创世以来就必多次受苦了，但如今在这末世显现一次，把自己献为祭，好除掉罪。
In Hebrews 9:28, Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him.
最后看到希伯来书九章二十八节，像这样，基督既然一次被献，担当了多人的罪。将来要向那等候他的人第二次显现，并与罪无关，乃是为拯救他们。
And then in our passage, Hebrews 10:10 says, "We have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all."
在今天的经文，希伯来书十章第十节说到，我们凭着旨意，靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体，就得以成圣。
And then in the last few verses of our passage, Hebrews 10, verses 11 to 14, this is emphasized again.
也在最后我们今天经文的第十一节到第十四节再次得到了强调。
It says, And every priest stands daily at his service, offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when Christ had offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God,waiting from that time until his enemy should be made a footstool for his feet. For by a single offering he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified.
希伯来书十章十一节到十四节，凡祭司天天站着侍奉神，屡次献上一样的祭物，这祭物永不能除罪。但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下了。从此等候他仇敌成了他的脚凳。因为他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
If you've ever read the instructions in the Old Testament for the tabernacle and the temple, you will not find any instructions about chairs.
如果你曾经读过在圣经旧约当中关于圣殿和会幕的这些指示的话，你会发现在这个当中并没有关于这个给祭司所坐的凳子的任何的指示。
Just to prove it to you, let's read from Exodus 26 to chapter 36.
我们可以一起从出埃及记二十六章读到三十六章。
Just kidding, 开玩笑。I had to keep turning while he's translating. It was okay. Anyway, do you know why there's no chairs in the temple?
为什么在圣殿当中没有凳子呢？
Because the work of a priest was never done.
因为祭司的献祭的工作永远都做不完。
He could never sit because he always had to make more and more and more sacrifices.
他没有机会能够坐下来，因为他必须要不断不断的来献祭。
And so it says here in this passage, the priests, they stand daily.
在今天的经文当中说到，祭司天天站着。
They make offerings repeatedly.
屡次献上一样的祭物。
They offer the same sacrifices.
他们所献上的祭物是同样的。
But they never take away sin.
但这祭物却永不能除罪。
In contrast, think about Jesus.
反过来，与之对比，我们来一起看到耶稣。
Instead of making the same sacrifices, Jesus offers a single sacrifice for sin.
比起屡次献上一样的祭物，耶稣只献上了一次永远的赎罪祭。
Instead of making offerings repeatedly, he made one offering for all time.
比起屡次献上祭物，耶稣基督只献上了一次，献上了他自己。
Instead of never taking away sins, Jesus' offering makes us perfectly clean.
比起永远不能除罪，耶稣基督献上自己的身体，让我们变得完美洁净。
So finally, instead of standing, Jesus has sat down.
比起祭司想要坐下，比起祭司站着，耶稣就在神的右边坐下了。
Why? Because his work is done.
为什么呢？因为耶稣的工做完了。
On the cross, Jesus completely drained the cup of God's wrath, so it was finished once for all.
在十字架上，耶稣喝尽了神愤怒的杯，一次也是为所有。
He didn't just start the work of salvation 50% and then left it for you to finish.
他没有只把救赎的工做到一半，让我们来做接下来的。
And he didn't even do 99% of it to leave 1% for us. He did it all.
他把这个救赎的工完完全全的做完了。
His work is so complete, so perfect, so effective, it never needs to be repeated again.
耶稣的牺牲，他所做的工是如此的完美，没有任何人需要再重新来做他。
We can't add to his work, and in fact, neither can he.
我们没有办法帮助他的工来添砖加瓦，其实他自己也不需要。
I want you to think about this for a moment.
我们一起来思想。
Even one sin that you or I commit deserves an eternity of wrath.
在我们身上，即使再小、再微妙的罪，都值得永恒的神的愤怒。
It's not because God is petty; it's because God is so holy.
这是因为神是完完全全圣洁的。
And that's just for one sin.
只是为了一个罪。
If you add up all the sin that you just commit in one day, consider how much wrath we deserve.
如果我们把我们一天当中所犯下的罪全部都叠加起来，你可以想象到你配得神多大的愤怒。
Think about all the wrath that you deserve from all of your days added up.
思想一下，你所活的每一天所犯下的罪加起来，能够让神引起神多大的愤怒。
And think about every person who has ever trusted in Christ, whoever will trust in Christ, all of their sins and wrath added up.
我们再来一起来思想所有的罪人，他们每天所犯下的罪，所有都一起加起来所应得的愤怒。
How many lifetimes, how many eternities of wrath is deserved?
如果把这些都加起来，我们应得神多大的愤怒。
And yet Jesus paid for it once for all on the cross.
然而耶稣却一次并且永恒的在十字架上把这些我们所应得的神的愤怒满足了。
In those 3 hours of darkness, Christ suffered once for all.
耶稣在十字架上那3个小时的黑暗，耶稣一次并且为所有人而舍命。
Can you understand this?
我们能够理解吗？
This should amaze us and just completely floor us.
耶稣的所作所为应该让我们大跌眼镜，让我们觉得非常的奇妙。
If you understand this, this is absolutely life-giving.
如果你真正能理解的话，耶稣所付出的牺牲是给予人生命的。
You cannot add to Jesus' finished work.
你没有办法在耶稣已经成就的工上继续帮助他。
Because his death was enough.
因为他的死就够了。
His blood was enough.
他所洒的血就够了。
And this gives joy, peace, and assurance.
耶稣的牺牲也因此给我们喜乐、平安和确据。
We have joy, peace, and assurance because we never have to wonder if we've done enough.
我们因此有平安、喜乐和确据，因为我们不再需要思考我们是不是做的还不够好、不够多。
And that's the third lesson tonight, that Christ's sacrifice gives assurance.
这也就是我们今天要看到的最后一个功课，也就是耶稣的牺牲给我们带来确据。
His sacrifice was needed, it's finished, and it gives assurance.
耶稣的舍命是必须的，是最终的，也给我们带来确据。
Hebrews 10:1 says that the Old Testament sacrifices in the law, they can never make perfect those who draw near.
希伯来书十章一节说，律法总不能叫那近前来的人得以完全。
But we have a better high priest, Jesus Christ, who offers a better sacrifice himself once for all.
但是今天我们有耶稣作为我们的大祭司，为我们舍命一次，并且为所有人。
And because Jesus is better, look at what Hebrews 10:22 says.
我们再来看到希伯来书第十章二十二节。
Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water.
并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
You see, instead of fear of not being good enough or of not doing enough, because of Christ's once-for-all sacrifice, we can have assurance, joy, and peace.
比起心中存有我们永远都不够好、做得不够多的恐惧，因着主耶稣为我们的牺牲，我们可以有充足的信心来到神的面前。
If you think you need to perform for God or impress God, you will always be filled with fear.
如果你觉得你需要为神做得更好、做得够多，你的心中就永远会充满担忧和恐惧。
But if you understand that Jesus endured the cross for us once for all, then you can have peace.
如果你懂得耶稣是为了我们背负十架、为了我们的罪而偿还了罪债，那你就心中会有平安。
Jesus wore the crown of thorns so that you can have a crown of righteousness.
耶稣为我们的罪带起了荆棘的冠冕，给了我们公义的冠冕。
Jesus' hands were pierced so that your hands could receive mercy.
耶稣的手被钉，让我们的手可以接受从他而来的怜悯。
Jesus was mocked and forsaken so that we could be loved and welcomed.
耶稣被人嘲笑，被神弃绝，让我们能够因此而被爱，被接纳。
Jesus died so that we can live.
耶稣为我们而死，让我们能够有生命。
This should lift our souls from any sorrow we face.
这应该帮助我们将我们的灵从任何的失丧失落当中让我们能够振奋起来。
This answers any doubts that we might have about whether God actually finally loves us or not.
如果你心中还对神有怀疑，他是不是真的爱你的话，耶稣也应该能够帮你找到答案。
In just a minute, we're going to sing a familiar hymn, Jesus Paid It All.
等一下，我们一起来唱一首诗歌，叫做《主替我舍身》。
Because he paid it all, we can have joy and assurance.
因为主耶稣替我们舍身，将一切的罪债全都还清了，我们就因此得到平安和确据。
Let me ask you, are you trusting and resting in Jesus tonight?
弟兄姐妹们，今晚你是不是愿意信靠耶稣，并且在他里面得平安呢？
Will you remember that he died once for all?
你会不会记得耶稣？为所有人一次舍命，并且为所有人死了。
Even tonight, are there sins in your heart that you've committed today that you still need to confess and bring before God?
在今天晚上，在你的心中，是不是有一些罪，你需要带到神的面前来向神认罪呢？
As you consider Jesus who died for our sin, I would implore you to repent and to forsake that sin which Jesus died for.
当我们今天晚上一起来思想主耶稣为我们的罪而死，我邀请大家一起来思考，在你的生命当中有没有一些罪是你还没有能够认的。
So we've been thinking about Christ's sacrifice from Hebrews 10, and now we're going to continue to think about Christ's sacrifice through the Lord's table.
在我们今天一起来看到希伯来书的第十章这段经文的时候，接下来我们继续通过守主的圣餐来纪念主，并且来思想主为我们献上的牺牲。
So as we close our Good Friday service by celebrating communion, I want you to take a moment to reflect on the suffering of Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，我邀请大家用接下来简短的时间来思考耶稣所为我们付出的。